Shalom uvracha to all listeners. Peace upon you. All blessings upon you. We are very close to Yom Kippurim. Very close. It's not only Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. It's also Yom Hadin, the Day of Judgment. Today again, we repeat so many times, we have to give cheshbonot. All the accounts, we have to calculate everything from the past year. And we have to put on a scale. On one side, what we consider good actions and deeds, ma'asim tovim, and the other side is ma'asim ra'im. Many times, after all, we are human beings. We can have mistakes. But there is a Ribono Shel Olam. He says, yes, if you'll ask for forgiveness, I'm going to forgive you. This is very, very important for us to bear it in mind. Don't forget, in many places, tonight, many people doing kapuras, the service of confession. And also, will ask for atonement, kapuras as a whole. We have to do it through vidui, confession, to go up to atonement and expiation. Many do it tomorrow morning according to our time, but some other places already been done. And this apparently, this service, it's been like this according to our history, long, long, even, you know, from the time of the Talmud. But the custom is, the well-known one, to bring, you know, a fowl, a rooster, a hen, a fowl, a chicken. According to our rabbis, a rooster, this is a male. A male, a person, a man will hold the rooster. For a woman, she will hold the hen. Normally, we pick up the white color. That's the same as we are going to enter Yom Kippurim with everything white. They're symbolizing an allusion to first, a beginning, clean. We start from now. That's what we claim and we say. Forget about what we have done before. Let us start and beginning. But some Chachamim didn't like the idea of white, because they claim that this is the Goyish, going back to the old history, the Asherites used to use it. But nonetheless, this came back and we are using the white. Now for a woman, if she is pregnant, she has to use two. One a rooster and one a hen, if she is pregnant. And as we do, we hold in our right hand. And we start. And this is exactly what, you know, what it should be. And this is what, you know, holding it with the right hand. And we touch it. We do it. Bechemla Rabba. We do it. And what we do? We think of our actions. We ask for slicha even through the chicken. Yes. It's very emotional. We hold with the right hand, and then we'll go to the left. We hold the body and the right the head of the rooster or hen, and we twist it 3 times. And each time we say, Bnei Adam Yosef Choshev et al Mavet, children of men who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, shackled in affliction and iron. He removed them from darkness and the shadow of death and broke open their shackles, etc., etc. Here we see, we ask in the everything bad will run away from us, will leave us alone. And each time we take and we put around and twist it around our heads, and we say quite clearly, Ze Khalifati, Ze Temurati, Ze Kaparati, Ze Atanegol, or for hen, Tanegolet, Yelech Lemita. ואני אכנס ואלך לחיים טובים, ארוכים ולשונות. This is my exchange. This is my substitute. This is my atonement. This roaster or hen will go to its death while I will enter and go to a good long life and to peace. There are many people today, especially the ones that follow the Agra, that don't like to use the chicken, the fowl. They say bad, cruel, oy, terrible. That's why they're using money. Someone asked me, how much is the minimum, to pay for kapos? I say 18 cents in coins. And you hold it in your right hand, and instead of the rooster or the hen, you say, this money will go to charity. This money will go to charity. Ze Khalifati, Ze Temurati, Ze Kaparati. Now, if there are kids under my mitzvah, the father does it for the kids. He's holding above their heads, and he says, right, in plural, right, Ze Khalifateinu, Ze Temurateinu, Ze Kaparateinu. Very emotional, very emotional. Wow, I'm telling you, this is what we are up to. What this, it says, fantastic. And we are waiting wholeheartedly to welcome Yom Kippurim. Someone asked me, hang on. If, for instance, we are in diaspora outside of Israel, isn't it the situation that we have to have Yom Kippurim 2 days and Israel 1 day? There is a fact. In Israel, Yom Kippurim 1 day, not 2 days. And what about diaspora? We have 1 day. What's going on? The answer is very simple. Obviously, it's very, very hard. After all, we're asking, you know, the adults as well as the kids, past bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, you know, some girls after bat mitzvah keep it, starting the fast. Even the pregnant women supposed to fast. And those women, mothers, feeding the babies, also supposed to fast. At least Yom Kippur Eve, on the night of Yom Kippur, at least the night. And here we are. It's very hard. Because fasting takes place, how long? 26 hours, 27 hours altogether, even longer sometimes. For human beings, it's hard. It's hard to keep it out, at least without water or drink. Food doesn't matter, but at least to drink. If we mention about the weather, if the weather, you know, is hot, high temperature, how can we survive? Therefore, Chachamim come with the solution. What is the solution? That the day before the Erev Yom Kippurim, the tefillah is much shorter than normal. Much shorter. We have still slichas, prayers for forgiveness, but this slichas on Erev Yom Kippurim is much shorter than normal. Although still, we have the Atachnun, but in Shachas we don't. Short, short. No blowing the shofar, not much. And we have to rush home. And what we have to do? On that day, the 10th of Tishrei, the 9th day of Tishrei, we have to make the preparation 100% to welcome the Yom Kippurim. By what? By having extra food. We have extra food. We eat more. We call it the extra meal, Suda Mafseket. And to eat, by eating more and preparing ourselves for the Tzom, this is considered as if this is the first day of Yom Kippurim. Here we are. We have the Erev Yom Kippurim, the eve of Yom Kippurim is 1 day, and Yom Kippurim the 2nd day. Here we have another 2 days. Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. And we cannot, you know, just let it go, because there are a lot of to be done and say. It's not so easy. We're still running you know, the tefillos, and tefillos are long, much longer, right, than regular Shabbos, definitely. And this is, we have to. There is a saying that we have extra prayers that we call it vidui, confession, as I mentioned before. From confession going to kapara. The vidui is a part of the process for tshuva, return to Hashem, accomplished through verbalizing our sins. The vidui procedure was an essential aspect of bringing korbanot, or, you know, sacrifices, which is connected. The vidui through tshuva causes us to think of korbanos. Those sacrifices that took place in Beis HaMikdash, Holy Temple, we recite whenever we atone for wrongdoing, and specifically over the course of the tefillos of Yom Kippur, we do say 10 times vidui, 10 times, not less, 10 times. Between here we see, we come and we admit to our shame of wrongdoing, and we pour it out through the vidui that we are asking for a change. Yes. How can we do it? Let us think for a moment to come to a fantastic idea. It's such a thing that in one day we have to bring all the actions from the past year. It's very hard. How can we remember it? How? Can we remember it? It's hard. That's why, you know, we think that we have really a war within our bodies. Between whom? To whom? Between the heart and the neshama, the spirit. Yes, they start to fighting. The neshama, the spirit, is upset, very upset, upset at us, and may desert us, will leave us. That's why the heart, the lev, holding the neshama, holding with warmth and love, begging, begging the neshama, Al tilchi, do not go, don't leave us. Even, you know, sometimes we don't think of starvation, we don't have food or but at this moment, everything is forgotten. Because we asking from Hashem to forgive us for our sins. Don't leave us. Please. Every person of us, we say, Ani mavtiach shet na'el tov yoter hashana. I promise, your neshama, that I'll do better this year. I'm going to do better. Ani bemet rotze lakshiv lach yoter. I want, really, to listen to you. Not to give up to our body, to my body, no. Don't leave us. Because many times, and most of the times, we are really pointing out to the homilies, not to the spiritual part, that this is whatever we are thinking. It's not really what we're supposed to do. And we are facing the neshama. Yeah, you know that you cannot leave us while we are in such a condition. If we are wounded, you are going to desert us, neshama. So don't. Just the same. As applies to Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to touch, you know, corpse, even his own family. But if he is outside of the camp and sees a body or someone about to die and he is alone, he's a mechuyav, he has to attend the person of the body regardless of being a Kohen Gadol, because lo mashirim p'tsuim b'shetach. No, you don't leave any wounded, no person, or even dead. That's why we apply to neshama. Yeah, many times we are wrong. We don't know. But there is room in the lev, in the heart. The heart says to the neshama, I have room. I have room for changing and improving. I would like to follow you, neshama. I know that you, neshama's soul, my soul, you are upset. You are cold. You don't, you know, give any smile, any hope. But I'm begging you. This bite me a lot. Come, face me, neshama. I need you, neshama. I leave the gaba outside. I'm nobody. please. I want to meet you again and again. I have at least once a year. Please, I leave everything behind. Then I pay all the time for you, Neshama. And this is exactly what we have to do. We have to chase after the truth, to open our eyes. As the prophet Malachi, chapter 3:20, says, V'zachah lachem yirei shemei shemesh daka umarpeh beknafeh. Arises. All those fearing Hashem, the shemesh, the sun, and charity umarpeh, the healing part, will come with its wings. V'yatzatem ufishtem ke'eglim arbek. But the outcome will be good. As the animals that coming together. And this what we think fantastic. After all, this is the time. This is the time we are thrilled. We hope. Just live with the hope. Emuna shlema. With a full emuna and hope in Hashem. You know, it was a Hasidic Rebbe. The Rebbe, Baal Oev Yisrael of the Abter Rebbe, Avraham Yitzchak Eshel, that once he is coming to his Hasidim and said, that he had a dream and a deep thought. All of a sudden he sees that he by himself went through, they call it Gilgulim HaKodmim. Gilgul is a roll up, a roll away, rolling up in different generations and time. But Gilgulim is referring to the Neshama. We believe that the soul, not all accepting it, that once the soul ascends back to heaven after the death of the person that carried this soul and so looked after him or her for many years, ascends back to heaven. and try to purify itself. And the neshama is waiting, waiting for the right call. Now, the question is, the right call? Now, Emir Hashem, this God, we hope that the time to come, Geula and Shema, the redemption, time will come for all of us, when the Messiah will come, will be resurrected, and we find ourselves back to life. The question is whether this neshama will go back to the same flesh, to the same person, or maybe the neshama will go to another one, a newborn. Some believe, some Chachomim believe, that the same neshama, after being purified up in heaven, will descend down to the same person when the Messiah will come, time of resurrection. Some say no. This neshama will go down to a newborn. Probably to a relative of that person that carried this neshama soul for many years. Or how many years? According to Hashem's request. And therefore, we believe if this is a relative, that's why we many times we look at the grandchild of a person, we say he is exactly like his grandfather. He's mitnaheg, he's behaving like the grandfather. He's doing exactly like his grandfather or grandmother. Doing the same, wish the same, behaving the same. Wow, look at that. And even looks the same. This is, you know, the duty of the neshama of the soul, to help the newborn to come into terms of identical situation. Right? And he, you know, going back to the Israel, the Abter Rebbe, he said when he had this dream, that the time of Yom Kippurim in Tfilat Musaf, the additional service, he will say, he will change. V'chach ha'iti omer. And so, I was saying. Which means I, ha'iti. Instead of v'chach haya omer. It says v'chach haya omer. Haya omer referring to another person. Whereas ha'iti to this individual. If this is, right, referring, of course, to Kohanim, in the Sefer, you know, Sipure Hasidim Mo'adim, and you see it says, right, זה כהונה גדולה ביום הכיפורים, they said those words. And we have to dig in and see, what is this all about? Right? Going back to Kohen Gadol. Whenever the Beis HaMikdash was intact, the Kohen Gadol, right, was in the center. One shouldn't forget the duty of the Kohen Gadol. He and the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holiest. Such a responsibility, the Kohen Gadol, the Holy Priest, as we say in English, was responsible. Was not really allowed to miss even one name. This Kohen Gadol is supposed to be ingenious to remember all the names. And this is whenever the Kohen Gadol had to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, he came with a list. And confronting Ribbono Shel Olam, mention all those names, regardless who is who, whether it will be a poor person or a rich person, a Talmid Chochom or not Talmid Chochom, the Kohen Gadol really had to mention all the names. Now we say, okay, another question. If we are looking at Kohen Gadol, such a job, no other Kohanim helped him, even with the Kobanos. He by himself did it. Why? Why upon one person felt all this burden to do so much? Isn't it too much for one person? After all, there are so many others, so Vivimoto, they are surrounding him. Why not the others to do and to help the Kohen Gadol? He needs to do it on his own. In order to understand it, let us go back to the Inyan in the Torah, in Parshat Korach. We saw the machloikers. The Korach himself want to schlep, to drag the cousin, Aaron HaKohen, his priesthood, his kehuna, away from him. And after this, the Inyan the Korach, Hashem commanded all the princes, all the Nesim of the tribes, the Shvatim, Yanichu Matot B'Mishkan. All the Shvatim will put their own staff in the Mishkan. And behold, all those, you know, the staff for every tribe, they used by the sins, were put over there. But behold, Rak mate Aaron parach, Aaron HaKohen's staff come on, broke out, came up. Only his staff. What about the others? Were gone? And therefore, Hashem commanded Aaron HaKohen's staff to stay in the Holy of Holies. One shouldn't forget that, you know, this mate was in front of Pharaoh, wasn't it? We should remember. And all, you know, the Hatumei Mitzrayim, the genius, the wow. And Pharaoh was laughing. Yes, we can do it. And Aaron casted his staff on the floor and became a snake. Nachash. He asked his genius, magicians, yeah, do what they say. And turn to Taninim. They did it. But Mate Aaron swallowed Bala, swallowed all of them. And this is exactly the same, right? What happened here as far as Kodesh HaKodashim. However, the Bala Turim of Parshat Vayera, right, comes with the, you know, the saying, citing the Talmud, Bavli Yoima, it's 39b, saying that the Rav Zotra Bar Tuvia asking a question, Lama nikra shmo yar? Why all the trees and everything? Yeah, called Yar Alvanon, Levanon, and he says, because Yah, the orchard, Melavev Afita Mikdash Melavev. The Yah, you look at the trees and the orchard over there. You see it, beautiful. Should the trees, and with the wind, are moving and sprouts out. Wow, beautiful. It is a pancreas. Beautiful to look at it. Yes. And here he says, the Rav Zutra Barav Tuvia, just the same as the yard, you know, the altar over there, Melabem. All the trees and everything beautiful. Av Beit HaMikdash Melav. Beit HaMikdash Melav. Spreads out. Shows the beauty. If so, again, Rav Zutra Matuya still, he doesn't come with this idea. And he's asking if the orchard, right, is beautiful, why couldn't be the same situation Beit HaMikdash? And here we see so many trees, branches, leaves. Wow. Why not a Beit HaMikdash? Why not that all the, you know, the all the stuff from all the tribes will rise up and spread out, buried. Beautiful. That's why he was told about the mice and the situation with the iron staffs by Paul. And this is, we see that sometimes a person swallows the other people's stuff. That's the same happened to Aaron HaKohen. Yes, it's hard to give to Kohen Gadol, one person, the whole job. Nonetheless, but we know that we trust the Kohen Gadol, whether it will be out or within, even the Pnimiyoto, inside, in him, that he means well before he goes to the Kodesh Kodashim. He definitely wants to represent us, to do his duties for us all. And that's why, yeah, it's hard. When God had to concentrate very much so on his work, on his duties. Yeah. And this is the my Sadia Gaon said, "Shekol chet ba mechisron b'emuna, im adam haya chay et ha'emuna botori ad hasof, olai achoteh." Sadia Gaon said, very simply, everything that has to come from the beginning, b'emuna shlema, with trustworthy and faithful situation to Ribono Shel Olam. If the person, had to leave with such a emunah, and this moment, till the end, from the very beginning, till the end, he won't be able to become a sinner. And this is what we believe, that referring to the Kohen Gadol, and he was the one retired to purify us, to think that his heart was good. Try to help us with the understanding of this, words towards the Neshama. That the Neshama will agree to stay with us and to help us. I'll go now quickly to the Parshiyot. Shat Vayelech, last Parsha, and the Parsha Tazinu. Parsha Vayelech, It says like this. In the volume, chapter 31:22. I'll read it out. ויכתוב משה את השירה הזאת ביום ההוא וילמדה את בני ישראל. משה רבנו wrote this song on that day and he taught it to the children of Israel. Tom Moshe Tashira Zot, he wrote this song. Question is, which song? Do we find a song, the whole song in that Parsha Vayelech? No. There was not any song in that Parsha. But it says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this song. Wow. Yes, even more so. Why it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Shira that did this song? And there is another pasuk. The same, you know, Parsha Vayelech, chapter 31:21. Vaya ki timtzeena oto ra'ot rabot v'tzarot. וענתה השירה הזאת לפניו לעד, כי לא תשכח מפי זרעו, כי ידעתי את יצרו, כי ידעתי את יצרו אשר הוא עושה היום, וטרם אביאנו אל הארץ אשר נשבעתי. It shall be that when many evils and distresses come upon it, then this song shall speak up before it as a witness. Listen to this. Ve'antah shira hazot lefanav le'ed. Moshe Rabbeinu put it here. Hashira hazot. Not known of this song. Which song? Le'ed. This song shall be a witness. Shall not be forgotten from the mouth of its offspring for many generations to come. For I know its mouth, right? Inclination, what it does today before I bring them to the land, the Eretz Israel that I have sworn. Also, we can see in the Talmud, like the Shabbat 138. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu deliberately putting forward, Ashirazo, this song will be our witness that all the evils, all the distresses that come upon it, we know. We know not everything is, you know, everything is sweet. And milk and honey. No. And this is what he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, that this song will be our witness before the coming to Eretz Israel. Because over there, they will find the beauty of sweetness, the milk and honey land. This is what we have to remember. Yes, they knew. But remember what it says, that this song will be our witness. Also, in Parshat Vayelech, again, chapter 31:24. Vayikachalot Moshe lichtov et divrei haTorah hazot al sefer atumam. So it was that when Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing the words of this Torah onto a book until their conclusion. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy, busy man, busy. He didn't have even time for himself and for his family. He didn't let every minute of his life to get and go, you know, absurd, go astray. No. No. He, till the last minute of his life, this pasuk was written on the last day, the last time and minutes of his life. Kechalot Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing the words of this Torah, right, until conclusion, that he will know that this Torah, these words, will pass it to many generations and offspring of those Bnei Israel. And he told his Talmid, Yoshua ben Nun, remember, get this Torah, these words, let them follow it. Let them believe Ribbono Shel Olam. Let them remember or tell them the stories, what happened to their forefathers in the Midbar and in Egypt, wherever. This is very important. We have to think, right, how it is goes. Fantastic. I feel so good for you. Right? Ashira Azot, yeah. But we shouldn't forget that it says in the Torah differently. We know that there is one sefer. It says quite clearly, Divrei HaTorah Azot al Sefer HaTumam. In singular form, al sefer, one sefer, one book, and not books. Not books. It says one book. I would like to go quickly to the Shir HaShirim. The Midrash Shir HaShirim comes and says beautiful things and wants to remind us what it says in the Torah. And Shir HaShirim comes and says, Nabo lechayayich, ma lechayim alalu lo nivo ela ledibur. Beautiful lives, Nabo lechayayich. These beautiful lives, chayim, lo nivo ela ledibur. These lives gives us the opportunity to use our mouths for learning, for mentioning, for teaching. Kach Moshe ve'Aaron lo nivra'u ela ledibur. Even the two brothers, Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron and Kohen, they were not created ela ledibur, for the sake of speech. And it says, Batorim, בשתי תורות שבכתב ושבעל פה. משה רבינו, obviously, gave us the clue, an allusion to use the מצוותי, חוקותי ותורותי in plural. What is תורותי? תורה שבכתב ותורה שבעל פה. But here the Midrash, Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs mention another explanation. It says Batorim. Batorim, Torah in plural. According to the book Vayikra, Leviticus, right, it says, mentioned quite a few times Batorot. Arbe, many Torah. Let us just mention it. And Vayikra, chapter 6, verse 2, mentioning the Zot Torah Ta'ola. It says Torah. Elevation offering. The Korban, referring to Korban. But it's called Torah. Another one, chapter 6, verse 7. Zot Torat Amincha. Meal offering. Wow. We have to remember that meal offering were actually connected to the elevation offering. Because, you know, taking place as far as the Kohanim are concerned, that they didn't earn anything. Elevation offering the Korban Ha'ola, Torah Ha'ola, they didn't get anything from it. Torah Mincha, they had to give. The next one, Vayikra, chapter 6, 18. Zot Torah Ha'chatat. This is the Torah, the sin offering. But it says Torah Ha'chatat. Well, sin, you know, again, here we are given the opportunity for us, in case we sin, to bring the offering, the sin offering, and to be covered and forgiven. Yes. Another one, Vayikra, chapter 7, verse 1. Zot Torat Hasham, guilt offering. Yes, if someone felt something bad, that he or she did it something wrong, bringing the korban, sacrifice of guilt, offering, he or she will be forgiven. The next, Vayikra, chapter 7, 11. Zot Torat Zevach Hashlamim. The peace offering. And the next one is Vezot, right? Next to it, the Zevach Hashlamim, actually, it says Zevach Todah, which in only one Torah, Torah Zevach Hashlamim, is actually connected to Zevach Todah, thanksgiving offering. Connected. To give thanks to Hashem on everything what we do and we are given. Whether we are deserve it or not. Although there is a difference between Ashlamim, the peace offering, to the thanksgiving. The peace offering, it says, it's eating for 2 days and the night between. Listen carefully. Zev Ashlamim is eating, eaten for 2 days plus the night in between. But the Todah, Zev Todah, is eating for a day and night, not 2 days. One night, one day. And for Zevach Todah and must accompanied by 40 loaves. Look at this. Not less. Accompanied by 40 loaves. Bread, lechem. And the last one is in the book of Bamidbar, Numbers 19:14, again mentioned Torah. Zot ha-Torah Adam ki yamud be'oel. This is the Torah or teaching, the teaching regarding a man who would die in the tent. Let us see. Isn't it fantastic? Right? And this is what the Midrash Sira Sirim closes. Batorim. Bishne Torim, Bishne Achim, Ze Moshe Ve'Aaron Shatoran Tova, Ze Azeh, Ze Sameh Gdulatom, Sheze Sameh Gdulatom. The end of this Torah, and quite a few in plural, we have the titles. Moshe Rabbeinu has a title, and Aaron HaKohen has a title. And the sum up, Torah Tova, good titles. Good titles. Good also means Chaviv, loving one, good one. Ze al ze, the Samer b'gdolato shel ze, ve Samer b'gdolato shel ze. This, the two brothers, they love each other so much. They knew that each one had his own duty and different job, different. But Zesamach, Zesamach. Moshe Rabbeinu was happy with Aaron HaKohen's, you know, duty as a Kohen. Kohen Gadol. And Aaron HaKohen was happy with the leadership of his brother. The two of them were Chavivim and loved each other dearly. Dear listeners, let us give hands together. Let us love and understand our brethren, each other, to give hands at this important time of giving the report to Ribbono Shel Olam for a success and accomplishing right for more years to come. Good one, happy one, and Gmar Chatima Tova will be sealed for good year. I give to you with blessings for all of us, for all our families, all over, wherever we are, for all Klal Yisrael, b'merav bi'ameinu, b'nei ratzon. Thank you.